Hey, I'm Mariah Alfred, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins on hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
SLT Nation, what it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is season 4, the year of the Mamba, and KT and I are combing this great country. We are going coast to coast, from window to the wall, and we are finding amazing future phenoms, outstanding athletes, rising stars in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And today, Young M.A. is in the building. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We got the beast from Beaumont, Texas, rocking with us. First team all district, all region, and considered one of the best guards in the country, the top guard in the state of Texas for the class of 2027. Hey, Beaumont, Texas, make some noise for one of your very own, the point guard out of Westbrook, Mariah Alfred. How you doing, M.A.? How you handling?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, we super excited about having you on the show. Y'all don't understand. This young lady is about as humble as they come. I don't think I've seen her without a smile. We hung out with her all weekend long, and every time we saw this young lady, there was a smile on her face. Whether her team was up by 50 or they was down by 5, she is just full of life. I'm super excited about this one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sports Life Talk Experience. I am your host, The Mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. Put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. All facts, no cap, the head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, fam?
B. Jones, I'm feeling great, but during her soup, when I ask her the question about the superhero,
yeah,
it's only one that she can mention.
Okay.
Her top five, if she don't mention one group, it's going to be problems on the show, B. Jones. I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
I'm feeling great, B. Jones.
We got a dog on the show, so let's turn up a Beaumont, man. Let's go.
Kevin, I'm thinking we need to put that WNBA stamp on this one. I don't know. I hate doing it to the youngsters, but this, hey, after watching the highlights, I'm like, it ain't too many doing it. It ain't too many out there balling like this young dog right here. But let's get this thing started, Mariah. Before the show, Mariah has picked 3 facts out of herself, and we're about to play a game called The Moment of Truth. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Out of those 3 facts MA selected, one of these facts are not true. All right, so Kevin and I will have exactly 60 seconds to work through and deliberate as a team to figure out which one of our 3 facts are not reality. Okay, all right, Young and May, give them to us.
Okay, I'm the only child. My favorite color is blue, and basketball was my first sport.
Kevin, I never assumed basketball be their first sport. In all basketball, they always find basketball, or basketball find them.
Because you played T-ball and soccer first. That's the first sport you really start off with.
Plus, her quickness. She had to play some soccer or some gymnastics to get that kind of athleticism. She's a 3-level scorer. So I'm... But siblings, I don't know about the siblings. You have to have an older brother to ball like that, too. So you know what, Kevin? I'm going to go basketball wasn't her first sport. I'm going to go basketball. What was number 2 again? Mariah?
My favorite color is blue. I'm an only child, and my favorite color is blue.
I think your favorite color blue, because Seinfeld wear blue, Westbrook wear blue. I think blue is her favorite color, KT. What do you think? That's where she's trying to trap us up.
I think blue is throwing us off, because, I mean, she did just us. She got a blue shirt on right now, B, so I think we're going to roll with the blue.
Okay, let's go. Let's stick with blue. So I'm going with basketball was not our first sport.
Let's go with it.
All right, we gonna say that you played something other than basketball first, and you fell in love with basketball later in life.
No, lie was I'm the only child.
Oh, we are. Oh my goodness, this is a rough week. This is a rough week. We ain't got one in like the last two or three episodes. Oh my goodness. Kevin, we suck. Oh, bro. Oh,
we knew this from the very beginning, B. Jones. I mean, we down like 15 games.
I know, man. I know. Y'all pray for us out there if y'all watching this. All right, Mariah, let's get this thing started in the first official act of business. If you're watching this or you riding along in your car listening to this show, take your right hand, lift it up. Come on, inmate, lift up your right hand, reach over your left shoulder, grab that seatbelt and strap up, pull it down, click, clack. It is time to turn up the volume and turn up the noise and get this crazy ride jumping. Y'all know what time it is. We got to pay the bills. And by paying the bills, I mean, we got to get good vibrations sent our way. We got to keep moving this rock up the mountain and telling the story of women's basketball and these amazing prep sensations all over our country. And we need your help doing so. So we call it the SLT Trinity. That's right. Three big things that you can do to help us move the needle. And it won't cost you anything. Number one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of the SLT family. I promise you, we the hardest working podcast in the game, and we're going to show you some love. Number two, hit that like button. I don't know how they figured it out, but Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg got together and they said, hey, the like button means something because it tells them that you are feeling this episode. And what it does, it just bubbles all the way up to the top of the algorithm. And last but not least, sharing is caring. You got to make sure to send this joint out to all of your folks. Hey, if you're in math class, send it out to the next period and let them know what's cracking at your own high school out there in Westbrook. All right. Hey, is Westbrook going to hold? Is the Bruin Nation going to show us some love, Mariah?
Yes, sir.
What did you say? Yes. Hey, I got a feeling it's something special cooking up at Westbrook. So if y'all show us how loud and proud y'all are, Bruin Nation, on the count of three, make some noise for your boys. One, two, three. Ooh, yeah. Kevin, I'm starting to fall in love with Houston, man. I might be changing area codes here in just a second. Houston got it going on. All right, here we go. All right, listen. If you did any of those three, all right, this is what I need you to do. I need you to drop us an emoji. Hey, Mariah, what is your favorite emoji that you're using right now?
The laughing emoji.
All right, so if you did any of those three, drop the laughing emoji in the chat just so we can show you some love. Because around here, KT and I, we don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family. And it means so much for you to support our show. Kevin, what we going to tell them? What we going to do for those people who throw that laughing emoji in the chat?
Thank you.
That's it. We just want to show you our appreciation. All right, Mariah. It is that time. We waited a long time to get to this point. We've been following this dog for about a year and a half, and we got on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make some noise. Get ready for the Sports Life Talk initiation.
All right, Mariah, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
Okay. Top for sure would be SZA. And then I have to go Drake, Beyonce, Usher, and Rod Wave.
I'm going to call that the Sweet 16 pack. <That's> how old are you, Mariah?
15.
We're gonna call it. It's somewhere between that 15 and 16. We get Rod Wave, we get SZA, and we get Drake. Except a few other people add that Lil Baby and some other ones. But I dig the five. I dig that five, KT. I can give Mariah the ox. What are you giving her, man?
All right, Mariah, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10. I like the top five minus the last person she said, B. Jones, because. What group is from Beaumont, B. Jones?
H-Town?
UGK.
Oh, UGK is. Oh my goodness, bro. She don't know nothing about no UGK.
No, it don't matter. No, I need to talk to her dad. She needs to know about UGK.
No, her dad would probably be bumping at UGK probably right now in the room.
Come on, man. I don't care how old she is. She needs to know about UGK. Just listen to the edited version, though, okay? But she needs to know about UGK. I'd have gave her more on that. So one, I'm mad over that one, B. Jones. Let's see how this next one goes. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
Hello, White KT. You got to tell me what you're giving them. What are you giving them?
Oh, my bad. You said Sweet 16, sir. Let's give her 16.
Oh, okay. Let's give her 16.
You know, give her two more, B. Jones. I was hating. Give her two more. All right, now I feel better. I was feeling all dirty inside because I just wanted to give 16 to 18 to help me out. All right, so now, who is your favorite superhero and why?
I would say superhero, honestly, because I just feel like, you know, like I want to be a hero myself, and I feel like he's like the best. He's did the most to become a hero.
Superman? She said Superman. All right. Clark Kent, okay. All right. I don't know, Mariah. You smile too much to be Superman. You know.
Now she's a point guard, right? She likes to assist, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now he's not a superhero, but look at her last name, B. Jones.
I know. We're not going
already this episode, B. Jones.
No, I was thinking Catwoman because she got the agility of a cat. She's super fast.
Yeah,
she's super
but I was thinking right. Alfred, you know, that's his person.
I like Superman.
Superman, Batman, whoop Superman. But you know what? This is her show.
Let me get
out of my feelings. All right, so we have a running debate on this show, Mariah, where I want to be a singer and B. Jones wants to be the dancer. So we need for you to break the tie on your episode. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
Definitely a singer.
I'm feeling better now, CB Jones. You want to be a singer. We good now.
What's your go-to song when you do karaoke, Mariah?
Love by Keisha Cole.
Oh my God. Do y'all know? See what? Now, Kevin, get on her. Because if you know Love by Keisha Cole, you got to have some UGK. Now Keisha Cole was doing that when I was in high school. Come on now.
So now you're on my side. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I'm on your side.
Hey, but Keisha Cole, I love me some Keisha Cole too.
Some Keisha Cole too. She can go. Keisha Cole, her voice just say pain. It's just like, hey, I'm in pain.
Yeah, she hard, B. Jones.
Somebody hurt my feelings. So
now she hurt somebody's feeling, B. Jones. I don't know. Her feelings getting hurt. All right, so what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Definitely to face adversity. Like, you know, everything isn't going to go your way all the time, but it's how you overcome it.
All right, so this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you during this initiation, okay? B. Jones and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So we come down there to Beaumont to catch a game. What's that one food spot you're going to recommend and what's your go-to meal there?
Definitely Rock and Crab. And I just always get a pound of shrimp with three potatoes. Extra spicy.
Three potatoes on the dot? What about the sausage? Do you get the sausage too?
I don't like the sausage.
Oh, we definitely going up, B. Jones.
All right, we got to put some more. You got to eat a little bit of a pound of shrimp. We can do a pound of shrimp now.
And according to how good it is, the more it's going to cost us, B. Jones.
Now, okay, if it's in Houston, KT, they do seafood. They do seafood right. So I'm going to trust on that one. Rock and Crab, here we come.
Oh, I didn't doubt her ever since she said singer and Keisha Cole. So we cool now, B. Jones. I fully trust her. All right, so welcome to You Got Next, where we dive into the untold stories and extraordinary journey of high school athletes. Today, we have a rising star in the world of high school girls basketball, whose dedication, grit, and passion for the game are nothing short of inspiring. Get ready to be motivated and entertained as we explore the triumphs and the challenges of this exceptional athlete's journey. With that said, let's jump into the world of high school sports. So, B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Mariah, you are absolute superstar. Thank you so much for coming on the show, little sis. You the truth. And thank you for coming over, shaking our hands and speaking to us. And she was just, I'm telling y'all, this is an all-American young lady on the court and off the court. But let's tell them your story, Mariah. Let's take you back to the beginning when you first started, because it sounded like you played something else before basketball. So let's go. Let's get it cracking. Let's tell them your story. Take us back to the beginning. When did you fall in love with the game game of basketball?
I fell in love with the game of basketball. I would say maybe age 8. I've been around basketball since I was little. I was 3 months watching my mom play the state tournament. So I've just always been around basketball.
Now you're different. I look around now when I look at Cy Fair Elite, shout out to Cy Fair Elite. They are one of my favorite AAU programs. They're about to, I got a feeling y'all team gonna go up to nationals and just absolutely raise hell, 16s and 17s. Y'all crazy with talent. But I look around the gym, right? And everybody ain't Cy Fair, everybody ain't pro skills. And then again, I look at Westbrook, and not everybody's a Mariah Alford. Like, you a special player. Where does that come from? Did you learn this from a brother, or did you, like, how did you get so gifted, and when did you realize that you were gifted like that?
I actually didn't. I didn't really realize it until I was in sixth grade. I was sixth grade, about 12 years old, and they put me on a team full of dogs in 17U. Yeah, I was like 12. So whenever I was able to compete against any and everybody, that's what I knew. And I just always had a mindset of, you can't stop me and I'm going to stop you every single time.
Wait a minute. Because we've done about 600 of these joints. Did you just say you were 12 years old against a 16 and 17 years old?
Yes, sir.
That is absolutely crazy. Now, you a three-level scorer, in my opinion. A lot of people look at you, and I think they know that you an elite scorer because you can kind of find your own shot. You can get to any spot you want on the court, but you also an amazing facilitator. Your assist is up there. I mean, you are really a do-it-all guard. How would you describe your game to people who hadn't had a chance to see it, Mariah?
Most of all, I would say I'm a leader, like vocally and, you know, just being able, I can find my teammates, I can shoot the three, I can shoot the mid-range, I can get downhill. I mean, of course, I like to get downhill more, but, you know, whenever they collapse, I'm able to pass it out or I'm able to shoot the mid-range, but I'm also a leader. Like, you know, I'm going to tell my teammates, you know, what they did wrong, what they're doing right, where to go, you know, just being a leader, honestly, as a point guard.
And you kind of got that petite type frame. Do people underestimate you because you're slender like that? You fit and
yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Do people underestimate that you finna bang on them a little bit that they don't realize you gonna do it?
Yeah, a lot.
Who would you say you emulate, or who's somebody that you look up to? You see they playing style, and you're like, dang, that's how I wanna impact the game the way they do, and you study their craft.
Definitely Hannah Hildogan.
Ooh.
I feel like, you know, she's gonna lock up 94 feet just like me. She's gonna get her teammates involved, but she's also gonna, you know, average 15 a game easily. So
why are you always smiling, Mariah? is it because you know you about to eat, or why are you always smiling from there to there, little sis? What is that?
But like you said, no, I'm about to eat, and I'm eating a smile.
Now Houston, I kind of feel like, and I know people like, man, you crazy. Houston got some. I know a lot of y'all are ranked. This is the deal, though. There's a handful of people out of Houston. I guess you could say the upper echelon that are ranked, like yourself. Y'all the best athletes. But do you feel like some of the middle level athletes that like the Heather Baymans, you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel like that Houston gets slept on? Because yeah, y'all got some all Americans, but the city as a whole, the totality of what's going on in Houston, y'all should have like nationally ranked teams every year. Do you feel like Houston get kind of slept on and overlooked when it comes to the evaluations and the basketball gurus?
Definitely.
Would you consider like it to be an extremely competitive league as well? Tell us how hard it is to go through that schedule down there at Westbrook.
Man, it was super hard. You know, it's like every week you're playing somebody just as good as you. Every single week. And it's never just like one person. It's the whole team can go. So.
Now Westbrook, how does your team look? Y'all got some dogs outside of you?
Yeah, we do. We're really young. We have 5 freshmen on varsity. So we just rebuilding every year to be better than next.
Oh my goodness, that's gonna be a crazy story to follow next year. Now y'all gotta remember, this young lady's class of 27. She was one of those 5 freshmen on that team. So and one of the leaders, you actually accomplished offensive player of the year. You were all region. I mean, it's absolutely crazy how much you accomplished. Did you know that you were gonna be able to get to high school and still be able to perform at that high level? Did you expect the success in the game to be so, I don't want to say easy, but did you expect to have so much success when you first got to high school?
When I first got there, it was hard, but it wasn't anything to do with skill. It was just mentally, just coming in and being a leader as a freshman, you know. But as far as like the points and all the accolades, you know, it's kind of expected. You know, I put the expectation bar like very high for myself, so it was kind of just expected.
Now I love that Sci-Fi team, and I know people gonna be like, "You said it already, B." I don't care. I'm gonna say it again. That Sci-Fi squad is off the chain. I gotta ask this question because you got Beezy McClinton, you got Bro Cole, you got Isaiah Blair. The guards on that team alone is absolutely ridiculous. Who do you find yourself pushing you the most? Who's somebody you get to practice? You like, hey, I want that smoke. I want to play against them because they gonna make me the absolute best guard I could possibly be.
Definitely Isaiah and Bro. And even from 17s, like, I'll even say, like, Chavez, Gemini, like, all of them, you know, like, because, like, iron sharpens iron. At the end of the day, you know, we're all sisters, but in practice, you know, we're going to push each other to be the best that we can be.
Now, wait a minute. You playing up against a 17 you team in practice too?
Yes, sir.
Ooh-wee! Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Man, that's absolutely phenomenal. Now what are some things that you're doing right now in the gym as you work on your craft? I know right now you're getting better, you're healing up after a major surgery, but what are some things that you're working on improving on right now, especially when you get back? What's going to be kind of like, "Hey, this is the first thing of action. I want to improve on this skill set."
Definitely on the defensive end, I would say, like, not just on-ball defense, because, you know, on-ball, you know, I feel like I can lock up any day. It's just, like, off-ball, you know, knowing where to be and all that stuff. But mostly right now, just working on getting back to 100%, honestly.
Been sitting on the sideline, has that helped you to see the game a little bit differently? Has it made your IQ a little bit better?
Yes, sir.
Taking a step back and just watching some of the other, how the game evolves when you're not, like, in the heat of the moment?
Yes, sir, definitely. Especially, like I said, defensively, what I'm trying to work on, like, off ball. This, like, I feel like seeing my teammates either be in the right position or even not being in the right position just makes me realize, oh, well, that's where I'm supposed to be.
That's what's up. Now, how hard was it for you to go through this injury, which it sounds like you're going to be back in the next couple of weeks, and I can't wait to get that opportunity to see you play up there in Louisville and Chicago. I'm licking my chops. This is going to be a fun summer, but how did you mentally get over this? Because I know mental awareness and mental health is a big part of this, and you being an All-American like you are, right, that has to suck sitting on the sideline. How have you been able to mentally push yourself past this and keep smiling the way MA does?
So I had to sit out four of my high school games too, and two of the games that I sat out were like winnable games. Like, we were losing by like single digits. So I would just say, like, mentally just knowing, like, when I get back, you know, this is what I have to do. And then going into AAU, like, honestly, what's keeping me mentally strong right now is just like seeing like how great my team is, and just knowing like how much I'm going to be able to help whenever I come back 100%.
Now, you probably won't get to go up to Colorado this year to the Team USA trials, but you, I mean, this thing is only going to repeat itself, right? Next year, you're still going to be one of the top 27s. You're going to get that call to Colorado. How cool would that be to go up there against a nation full of amazing dogs to go perform up there and try out for Team USA? Are you looking forward to that, getting that opportunity?
Yes, sir. Definitely. I just feel like, honestly, I feel like, you know, sometimes I can be the underdog. So just going up there and just proving that I am one of the best in the nation will be very fun.
Now, we already hearing you the best in the nation. We already hearing that you one of the top guards in the state of Texas. And this, I don't think it's going to get no tougher than the state of Texas. Now, you're still young, so I know a lot of people going to cringe when I ask this question. But just follow with me, ladies and gentlemen. We trying to get an idea how Mariah thinks. But we're going to ask a little bit about your plan at the next level. We know for a fact that you are a top talent. You're going to be able to pick a school. The offers are probably about to start rolling in at a crazy. But have you and your parents sat down and talked about what y'all want this recruiting process to look like? Have y'all discussed what you're looking for in a school as you start getting approached? Because it's gonna get kind of chaotic and crazy for you. You're not normal, so I'm talking about you're gonna get 40, 50 offers when this thing is all done. What are you guys looking for in the next school or the next part of your journey?
Definitely being family oriented. And of course, I want to go somewhere that, you know, fits my style of play. Being able to get downhill and just playing freely. But most definitely family oriented, because I feel like my family is very family oriented. So in the next part of my journey, you know, I want to continue that.
How many brothers and sisters you got? Because you tricked us earlier. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have twin brothers and a sister.
Wow, they older or younger?
They're all younger. I have my twin brothers are 7 and my sister is 8.
Okay, so you gonna bang on them a little bit. You gonna get them ready? They gonna be dogs, yeah. by the time sure. you gonna get them ready. Hey, what do you want to major in? What do you want to major in with?
Kinesiology.
Okay, so you already got this thing charted out. You know what's about to go down when the coaches start approaching you and be like, "Tell me about your kinesiology major. The school of kinesiology, please. I need to know a little bit more about that joint." Now, what are you doing off the court, Mariah? And don't you tell me sleeping, because every time we get All American on this thing, they say I'm sleeping. I'm tired of hearing how much y'all sleep. Nah, but what are you doing for fun, Mariah? What is the 15-year-old young lady doing during your downtime when you're not in the gym?
Honestly, I just like helping my siblings, because, you know, they look up to me a lot. You know, they tell me, "Oh, I want to be like you when I go." So just pouring what I know, my knowledge, into them is really what I like doing.
Do you have a favorite teacher? We don't get to ask every kid this. Do you have a favorite teacher or somebody that you, when you get to school, you go talk to them and open up to them?
My coach and my athletic trainer. That's pretty much it.
Coach and athletic trainer. All right, last question, Mariah. Here we go. 2024 KT&I coined it the year of the Mamba. That's the theme of this season for the You Got Next platform. And you are without a doubt a Mamba, and you're gonna have many Mamba moments. But tell us about a moment right now in your career. I don't care if you was in the 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. Tell us about that Mamba moment where you blacked out and you did what young MA do. You balled out and gave them the business.
I would say 7th grade summer. We played the championship game, the Run for the Roses, and I went for 36 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists.
Dang, too short of a triple-double in the championship game?
Yes, sir.
And for those of you who don't understand, Run for the Roses is probably one of the biggest tournaments of the events of the absolute calendar year. And that 7th grade ball, that's a very competitive hooping. Y'all still do it big at 14U. So that's kind of impressive. That's dope. All right, here we go. Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show where KT and I, we do a little bit of one-on-one. And now, MA, you are officially calling all of the shots. So in true championship form, we're about to go 3 rounds. And in each one of these rounds, we're going to basically do our version of Would You Rather, okay? Kevin will make a pitch. I'll make a pitch. Whichever one of those pitches you like the most, you select that host. They get a point. The first host to get 2 points or best out of 3 will win this episode's game, okay? All right, here we go. KT is the defending champion. Kick us off, KT.
Would you rather, at the Run for the Roses in the semifinal game, y'all been losing the whole game. You get a defensive stop. The coach calls a play for you, and with time expiring, you knock down the game-winning 3, or...
You are it's 10 seconds left. We're gonna say same game scenario, okay? It's 10 seconds left in that game, and y'all are on defense. It's tied up 62-62. Now, they gave their best point guard. They gave their best player, their point guard, the ball. They taking the ball out at halftime. The ball comes in. You D them up. You steal the ball from their best player. Look up down the court. You got Bro streaking to the goal. You pass her the ball. Bro lays it in, and the buzzer goes off. Cypher wins in a dramatic fashion, and you are credited with the game-winning steal and assist.
I'm going to go with the steal and the assist.
Yeah!
You got a point guard. You got to score, too. You just said you dropped 36.
I like that one. I like that one. Let's go. All right, here we go. Round number 2 because I bragged and I've gushed over this Seinfeld team and I've told y'all how special these young ladies in Houston is. I'm gonna get a camera crew together and we're about to follow you, bro, that whole squad. We're gonna follow you guys all around the country this year. We're gonna film y'all on the bus rides, on the plane. We're gonna film y'all at practice, before the games, leaving the hotel, everything. And we're gonna put this in a documentary. And we're going to get it all on television, and we're just going to call it the Sci-Fi Way, right? But it's going to tell the story of the Sci-Fi 16U 2024 summer team, or...
Host your own food show on TikTok, where you get to travel the world, interviewing other high school players, getting to know more about them while eating at some of the best places in the world.
I'm going to go with the documentary.
Yeah! Let's go! For round 3, we stopped doing the talking and we let our sneakers do the talking for us. For round 3, Kevin and I are super, super huge sneaker fans. As a matter of fact, every Wednesday night I go live. KT and I both go live and I do a segment called The Drop, which I talk about new sneakers that's coming out to the market. We'd love to have y'all out there who are listening to this to come hang out with us Wednesday night for the live. But with that being said, before the show, we have selected a pair of shoes that we think represents Mariah Alford. Here we go. On the count of 3, Mariah, we are going to get you to say hold that sneaker. And when you say hold that sneaker, we're going to show you the tennis that we selected specially for you. Okay? You ready?
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. I'm going to go with the Grinches.
I had to do that so I wouldn't get swept, B. Jones. I didn't want to get swept, so I had to go to those. Yes.
Well, swept or not, it don't matter. Mariah, we both national All-Americans. We both champions, Mariah. Oh, my goodness. Bro, it feels so good to win. Bring this thing back home. Hey. God, and Mariah, when we get to she balling, I'm gonna let you hold it. All right, when we get okay. Down to the she balling in 2 weeks,
I'm not gonna have to hand Mariah. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna have to hand.
Hey, are you playing that she balling, or we gotta wait a little bit longer?
That's the plan.
Ooh-wee! They gonna let this monster out. They gonna let this monster loose in a couple of weeks. All right, Mariah. Well, the title of the show is You Got Next. We talked about the past. We talked about some of the cool things you got going, but your story is just getting started. We just not scratching the surface of your greatness. We got to tell the world what's up next for you. What are you looking forward to, MA? What's on deck for you? And what are you expecting as your career progresses?
This summer, I definitely want to get a Nike National Championship with my team. And, you know, I would like to take my high school team as far as I possibly can. In the playoffs, you know, just continue to get my recruiting process going and go to a college that fits me.
KT, she wrote it all down. Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. I don't know why I'm feeling like you might be in running for the Gatorade Player of the Year. How special would that be to be the Gatorade Player of the Year for Texas?
That'd
be pretty dope. I got a feeling you got a high chance to pull that off for that class of 27.
No doubt. But I'm still not happy right now, B. Jones. So I'm trying to just, you know, fake like I'm happy for the rest of the show. But Mariah, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Definitely my mom. You know, she's been here through it all, the ups, the downs, everything. My grandma plays a huge part in what I do. I like to shout out Sci-Fair, Earl, everyone, my coaches, Coach Kurt, Coach Chuck, my teammates for sure. And my Westbrook family and my coach Locke, my high school coach.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Brooke.
Shout out to Brooke, man. She's raising a lovely lady. She just
hey, amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
She's not selfish. That's what I don't like. Sometimes you got to pick. I want to hit the 3, not pass the ball to Bro. All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. Tell them my story. I want you to do the same thing. But that said, Mariah, who you calling out? Who should have next?
Ambrosia Cole.
Oh, wait. Oh, my goodness. Hey, this one is, I've been waiting on Bro. for about a year and a half. This is absolutely crazy. Ambrosia Cole, you are officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched, and I'm going to say it probably a dozen times on the show. Cole World, let's go. Hey, Mariah, Alfred, M.A., you are a beast. You got next. You're the truth, little sis. Hey, I'm a huge fan of what you're doing. Your game is super phenomenal. You got the future is you. You are up now, and you are going to tackle the Titans and do amazing things. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh, my God. Back at it again. Yeah, let's go. I love this show, man. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to show us some support. Let's get this thing cracking. You can become the MVP of this show by doing those big three things I talked about. Sure, you smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and share this with all your people. I know, Houston, it's time for us to tell the world how dope y'all are. And this is the first step. You can make a tremendous impact by getting this thing cracking. And make sure you tap in with me and my boy KT at Sports Life Talk everywhere. I promise y'all, it's not just the show. We got some amazing content coming your way. I don't know, Kate. I'm feeling like we might need to mic up Mariah as she balling and let her go around and with the mic on. Let's see what's really cracking with Side Fast.
She can use her mic. She's not using my mic.
we got some special content coming up for y'all. We're gonna be traveling all summer long, so buckle up. This ride is about to get ignorant. You know what it is. All right, and if you want to be on the show, listen, bro. That's an absolute dog. She's an All-American. Mariah's an All-American. Everybody at Sci-Faz is just full of All-Americans. So listen, if you're not, we understand you ain't got to be Sci-Faz elite to get on this show. If you a dog,
it helps.
It definitely helps. It definitely helps that you can average 20 a game. But with that being said, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what makes you cold, what makes you dope, why you're Mamba, and KT and I gonna reach out to you and give you an audition to be on the show. And for all my podcast junkies out there, take You Got Next on the road. Over 600 episodes in our audio catalog. Whether you're in the gym, whether you're in the car, whether you're in the classroom, you can listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones and head coach KT, and keep all of these inspirational stories going. Download the podcast wherever you listen to podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, whatever. But KT, I sucked at the moment of truth. She's a singer, but I got the belt. I got the belt. The champ is here. Let's go home, KT.
Yeah, you still suck in my book, but you did win. All right, Mariah, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Thank you.
Hey, Mariah, what was your I ain't finna sing it. I'm going to let you sing it. Can you sing that Love by Keisha Cole for us?
The past.
I
think that I wasn't fine enough. Something she was saying.
Hey, that's the part I wanted to rise thing. That's the part. Stop. Y'all don't turn
up. Let me have some kind of fun.
Don't turn the
championship round. Let me sing.
Don't turn it off, y'all. Hey, Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, family, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next because you always working. You always grinding. You're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next. You smashing goals. You want next. You need exposure. Well, Sports Life Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You are what you eat and you should consume. Sports Life Talk from the late night to the afternoon. Then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next. It's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you. At least you better be. Yeah. You got next. Yeah. I can feel it. You're a winner just like me. What comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah, if you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah, if you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this.